This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 50th meeting of Pragati, the ICT-enabled multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Modi reviewed five critical infrastructure projects across sectors, including road, railways, power, water resources and coal. These projects span five states with a cumulative cost of more than 40,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister said that in the last decade, Pragati-led ecosystem has helped accelerate projects worth more than 85 lakh crore rupees. The Union Cabinet has approved two major highway projects to boost road infrastructure in Maharashtra and Odisha. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs cleared the construction of a 374-kilometre six-lane access-controlled greenfield Nashik-Solapur-Akkalkot corridor in Maharashtra.
Today, the Nashik-Solapur corridor has been approved. This corridor is very important. It will connect many major cities and several large industrial centers. Its construction will be completed in 2 years. It is a 374-kilometer project and an investment of 19,142 crore will be made in it. This project will reduce the distance between Nashik and Solapur by 14% and travel time by significantly reduced by about 45% between Chennai and Surat.
Time significantly kam hogi, 45% reduce hogi between Chennai and Surat.
The world has welcomed 2026 with a bang as revelers enjoyed fireworks and parties to usher in the new year. The Pacific Island nation of Kiribati was the first country to enter 2026 as the clock struck midnight in its Line Islands, officially kicking off New Year celebrations worldwide. Auckland and New Zealand marked the occasion with a spectacular fireworks display over the Sky Tower, featuring 3,500 fireworks launched from multiple levels of the 787-foot tower as crowds gathered in the city's central business district. Other Pacific nations, including Samoa, Tonga and Tokelau, also celebrated the start of the year. In Australia, the iconic Sydney Harbour Bridge lit up the night sky as thousands of residents and tourists gathered along the waterfront for the city's world-famous fireworks, a vibrant display of colour, light and music. People across India also welcomed the New Year 2026 with enthusiasm, prayers and public gatherings. In the national capital, celebrations were seen at key locations such as Connaught Place and India Gate, where crowds gathered despite dense fog. The city recorded its coldest New Year's Eve since 2020. In Goa, dazzling fireworks illuminated the sky as locals and tourists gathered at popular party hubs, with hotels and beach shacks hosting special events. In the hills of Himachal Pradesh, celebrations were held in Dharamshala, while tourists in Sonmark, Jammu and Kashmir welcomed the new year amid snow-clad landscapes. People in Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh welcomed New Year with fireworks and Bollywood music. The Election Commission has issued a strong rebuttal following the filing of two police complaints against the Chief Election Commissioner and the Chief Electoral Officer, CEO of West Bengal, regarding the SIR process. In a formal statement, the CEO's office dismissed the allegations as pre-planned and baseless, labelling them a deliberate attempt to intimidate officials performing their legal duties for SIR 2026. The Narcotics Control Bureau has busted an international cut trafficking network operating from Bengaluru in Karnataka. The operation resulted in the seizure of about 160 kilograms of cut leaves, valued at around 8 crore rupees. In a statement, the NCB informed that this is the largest seizure of cut in Karnataka since its inclusion as a psychotropic substance under the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances NDPS Act in 2018. The 44th Junior National Kho Kho Championship started at the Atal Bihari Vajpayee Stadium in Gunjur, Bengaluru yesterday. Around 10,000 young athletes from states and union territories across India are competing in boys and girls categories. And that is the end of this news bulletin.